Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
It's now time for a very dark edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass into your friends and which games to simply fall through the world and pass on by. I am here on site, on location. I'm coming to you live from the Alliance, and I am joined by whatever character he played, Basher.
Wait, was there an alliance in that game? Who were the alliance?
We are the alliance.
Oh, we are troopers.
We're something. I don't know if we're troopers, but we are the alliance. Like we are the Dark Alliance, I think.
Wait, no. Oh, that's right. They're the alliance. No, we'll get into it. You're right.
I got nothing. Did I say your name? Did I say Basher?
You did. You just okay. said it. Didn't you?
I think, like, as I'm thinking about it, I was like, did I actually say his name? I don't know. I'm Corey. This is Basher. We're here to talk about video games. That's what we do.
Is recording from live from work site throwing us off?
Maybe. I'm not in my zen. I don't have my normal headphones on. I don't have... My internet is currently out. So that's why if you're listening to this and it sounds a little different, using a different microphone, it's been an endeavor the past 12 hours. But we are that dedicated that I found a headset that the soft leather was peeling off of it, and it's probably all over my face and in my hair. That's just
sexy.
How dedicated. That's just how dedicated I am.
Just the sexiest picture that you want to hear when you're podcasting, listening to podcasts is great.
It is what it is. So I just found out there is a Domino's close to me. So
do the pan.
I might just have to do that. That is not what this podcast is about. We're going to be talking about Dungeons & Dragons Dark Alliance. Before that, why not give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast service? Really helps us out. It only takes a couple minutes. If you're listening to this now, pull out your iPhone, pull out your MacBook, pull out your Android, pull out your Windows phone. I know one of them. Someone's got one of those still, right? I still have one. I don't use it because... I don't know. Like I grew up, I guess. But why not send us a review? They help out. More people get to listen. The more people get to listen, the more people that have fun. You all want to have fun, right? Dungeons & Dragons Dark Alliance. Here are the deets on this game. Forgive me as this is once again a studio name that I don't know if I'm going to pronounce right. It is spelled T-U-Q-U-E, 2K Games, 2K, because it's Canadian. I don't know if that means anything. Regularly priced at $39.99. Third-person action RPG, available on PC, Xbox One, Xbox Series X, PlayStation 4, and PlayStation 5. This does have native Series X and PlayStation 5 versions, so you will be getting enhanced features, 4K, 60 frames. I believe it's 30 frames on last-gen machines and 60 on next-gen only. There is crossplay. There is crossplay, but only in the same family for the most part. So PC and Xbox can play together, and PlayStation 4 and 5 can play together, but they cannot play with each other. So doing a little bit of walled garden there. There are currently no cloud saves on PlayStation, so no cross progression. I believe Xbox, you do get the cross save. So there you go. There's DLC. There's actually a $20 pack that gives you that you can buy. That's part of the deluxe edition. Gives you some cosmetic DLC stuff like that. But as far as I know, there is no actual content in terms of like story content like that, any DLC like that. It's all cosmetic. So Dungeons and Dragons Dark Alliance. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. We were speaking briefly about this. So you played Dungeons and Dragons tabletop before, right?
Yes. Not in any serious capacity. Like, I have played it, but I have never, like, actively completed, like, a, you know, a multi-day session or anything like that.
I believe they're called campaigns, sir.
Campaigns, yes. That's sure. Sorry. Sorry Jeez. To offend
Jeez.
Everyone.
Are you even a gamer? Are you a geek? Are you a true geek?
I am. What do you call people that play D&D? Do they have, like, a name? Like, you know, like weebs or whatever?
Boring?
Wow.
JK, guys, come on. You go roll your dice. I like your people a lot. I played a campaign before. It was a... I get the appeal, but probably never again. But I guess my issue with a lot of Dungeons and Dragons games is that I thought the appeal of it was that you really kind of create your own campaign. It's your own story. It can go several different ways and a lot of branching paths and whatnot. And it's just really, really like role-playing to the T. So what kind of just throws me off about a lot of the Dungeons and Dragons games, the games that have the name attached to it, is there's no role-playing. It always just comes down to being a looter slasher and nothing more than that. And I got to say, Dark Alliance is no difference in that aspect. I was kind of hoping for someone to do a take on this game where you're doing more role playing, but I didn't get that feeling at all.
I'm a bit ignorant when it comes to some of this stuff in terms of what's the word I'm looking for? Because the Dungeons and Dragons sort of license is very large. There's a ton of different games, there's a ton of different things. But there was stuff like, 'cause Baldur's Gate is technically a Dungeons and Dragons game, right?
That's
like,
right.
And I believe, isn't like Neverwinter Nights as well? That's a Dungeons and Dragons thing, I think, as well. Like, and I really enjoyed the Dungeons and Dragons or the Neverwinter Nights game back on PC. And Baldur's Gate, you know, those original Baldur's Gate games were very good. So while I sort of agree that, you know, sometimes it doesn't feel like these games are in the same realm, I kind of respect it for that they definitely take different approaches and different that they definitely don't stick to one genre. So I guess if this game was more akin to the tabletop game, I don't know if I'd even be interested. So I guess that's where I stand with that.
That's fair enough. I think I just played enough of them where they're so similar, and this didn't really stand out to me. So like I said, your pretty much everyday hack and slash loot drop based game. It lacks the adventure feel for me. Instead it opted out for the sort of overall hub world Destiny style of you have your hub, you go to the map table to pick a quest or a mission. You go out, do said mission, you come back to the hub world at the end, and you kind of go through your inventory or your new items. It really felt uninspired to me. Just the overall aesthetic and kind of gameplay feel.
Yeah, I think it's difficult because I don't disagree. Like, I think my issues stem from this game is that it's not really inspired by a lot of things. Like, There's so many different ways my brain is going. Okay, so if you watch a trailer for this game, and we sort of talked about this while we were playing it, it looks far more stylized and sort of, I guess, cool than it really is. But at the same time, like, if you've seen a lot of video game trailers, you can sort of watch this and sort of be like, this doesn't – something feels wrong about this. Something feels like this is a little bit of, you know, smoke and mirrors. And it reminds me a lot of the original Two Worlds trailer, because back in that day, we weren't as akin to spotting the BS, I guess you could say. And that game was very good at selling it, because it was over the top, and like everyone had these crazy daggers and we're spinning them around, and you know, it's just like, whoa, like this game's got style. But then you pick up that game and it's just like, this game is bad, because yes, while I'm like spinning these knives around and while it all looks cool, I'm not actually playing anything that feels good to play. And that's where this game just like, I want to like it. I really do, because while it's not a pretty game, like it doesn't, it's not pushing the realm of what's possible, but I like the way it looks, you know, like I like the aesthetic, but the minute I start playing it, I'm just like, nope, I don't like this at all, because it does not feel playtested in any capacity. You know, so like you said, this is a third person hack and slash, you know, it is very, you know what that is kind of thing, but we don't really get many just straight up hack and slash games like we used to. And so that's why I was interested in this game. I was like, cause you know, Lord of the Rings, War of the North is one of my, like, I absolutely adore that game. I 1,000-pointed that game, because not every game needs to be, you know, a $60 super polished thing, you know, like, I was hoping to get something like that from that game, because while that game is kind of boring in terms of like, it's very by the book, like it looks like Lord of the Rings. You feel like you're in that world, and that's why I like it. And this game, I don't like it at all.
No, it's funny. This game's getting a good amount of hype at some point, and I was kind of wondering why. We are in an era in gaming where we're a bit past the shooter craze, and we're looking for the next big looter drop game or whatever. Like, just like, and we're just searching high and low. So like, we'll take anything we can get, from Outriders to Dark Alliance, and these games just are not play tested. These games are not very well, I feel like, for lack of a better word, just very well made. There's some good ideas in Dark Alliance, you know, like, and for the ideas that they came up with, I feel like they should have knocked us out of the park, because these ideas aren't new. They're not innovative, but that doesn't mean the game can't be very good. You can make a very good game with basic mechanics. Just knock those basic mechanics out the park, and they didn't do that at all. I play as a barbarian, so my entire skill set was to take a giant hammer and hit things. Just go and hit the thing. And you think that would be very easy to do, but once you start spinning and jumping and leaping, the soft lock is non-existent, you find. The hard lock is...
It drives me up a wall. Lack of a soft lock is just... I didn't mean to cut you off, but like it...
Go ahead.
It drives me absolutely nuts, because it's one of those things where I feel like you just... How do you make a game in this day and age and not have any type of soft lock when you're engaging an enemy? Like, I just don't... It literally boggles my mind, because that's where I go back to the playtested thing. It's like, anyone who would have playtested this game immediately that was not on the dev team should have been like, bro, like, this needs, like, why am I not hitting anything? If I'm in the middle of a combo, I shouldn't miss the combo simply because I knocked the guy up or back a little bit. Like, it's like step one. Like, that would be the first thing that should come to mind of, like, what is wrong with this game? And then, like, you were talking about the hard lock, but I'll let you continue.
I know. I mean, the hard lock is not any better, sadly, like, and frustratingly. So like the Barbarian's ultimate attack is, you guessed it, you're spinning around with your hammer, like, and it's again just super uninspired. But so you sit there and you're spinning, and when you lock onto a target, hard lock rather, you can just, you can't control your spin at all. Like, you can't control the direction at all. Like, you just, at that point, the game just takes over, and you're going around and around this thing, and you could still miss. And it's so just frustrating and just, it's just mind-boggling, like you said.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, I wanted, on the hard lock, I wanted there to be, like, any type of control of the hard lock, but what's also strange is, like, it puts the camera in, like, a Dragon Ball Z Budokai camera. Like, it straight up just pulls it, because it's already a game that's behind the back, but for whatever reason, when you hard lock it, like, it, like, drops to the, like, the shoulder of the character that you're playing, which then, because of the way that you, like, attack, it makes it less fun, because for whatever reason, this game uses Souls like button configurations, meaning that you attack with the shoulder buttons. Why are we doing that, by the way? Like, why is every game, Assassin's Creed does it, and like, why does this game do it? I mean, didn't God of War try to do it? I immediately said no and switched it back to buttons, because that's the right answer. Am I alone in that, or is it?
I personally hate shoulder buttons as attack buttons. However, in the God of War thing, I think I kept it as is, just because it was Game of the Year. But 10 out of 10 times, I hate it.
Yeah, so anyways, but my point of that is saying that, like, to do your, quote, combos or your moves or whatever, it's like hold forward and press right bumper, or hold backwards and in the middle of your whatever, press forward and right trigger, or back and right trigger. And then, but it's, to me, pressing a trigger is not the same as pressing a button. So when you mix everything up, like, you've got this camera that doesn't entirely soft lock, or does not soft lock at all, then you've got a hard lock that sort of changes how the game looks. Like, it changes your timing. Like, sometimes the timing is slightly different because of the way that the camera is and the way that you're looking at the enemy. So it's just like, it, when it comes to just fighting things, I feel like I'm not in control of my character. I also,
absolutely,
there's like, yeah, there's a stamina system that I still don't quite understand. Like, there's like stamina burn, or whatever you want to call it, to where sometimes your stamina just like disappears. I don't know. Maybe that was just my class. Did you have that issue?
Yeah, you have permanent stamina burn at some point. And I don't know what skills cause it, or why it causes the burn, or why the burn eventually comes back. So I don't know anything about the stamina, to be honest with you. It was not properly told to you in game, and I did enjoy. See, to give it some just kernel of kind of kindness, I like the loot, but that says nothing about a loot based game. I did like the fact that you get all the loot, and you can get a set pretty quickly in game. A lot of times, like I'm thinking like a Destiny, or even like the latest Diablo, like to get a decent set, like nowadays in these games, like you kind of have to get to end game or kind of grind a little too hard. I think this game does a fair good chance of just giving you a set early to get some nice bonus attributes. That said, I mean, this game is Mr. One Step Forward, 10 Steps Back, because in the same breath, I'm going to say the loot system is horrendous, simply because you can't equip loot mid-campaign. I don't know if that is a call back to a Dungeons and Dragons tabletop thing, But just as a gamer and from a gamer's perspective, rather, if I get new loot, a new drop, or a brand new chest piece or a pelt piece in game, if I get a brand new hammer, the first thing I want to do is equip it. And it doesn't let you do that until you get until you finish the finish that particular campaign, get back to camp and open the chest that turns your loot into just kind of a randomized display of items.
See, and I actually, like, out of, weirdly, it doesn't bother me, the concept. Like, Anthem did the same thing, and it was criticized for it. And I think people that, I shouldn't say people, but I think it's a fair argument that that's a dumb system. But it really doesn't bother me because it lets me sort of focus on what I'm doing, and it negates that, like, I don't want to call it early run, but, like, whenever you find a piece of loot and it completely changes your build, you have to sort of stop what you're doing and go, stop what you're doing. And it, if I find like a legendary piece and you don't find a legendary piece, suddenly the it just stopped. And so I think the intention is to sort of keep you focused on the mission. And I actually don't hate that idea. Because as someone who has played a ton of Diablo, like sometimes that can take 5 to 10 minutes to sort of reconfigure everything. But in this instance, I don't even think it's a good excuse because the loot, like, well, one, the missions are stupid long. Like I can't even begin to comprehend how overly long they are considering that you don't really do anything new from mission to mission. Even like the aesthetic doesn't change that much. Every once in a while, there's a little path that you can go on. It's like, oh, let's go find this treasure chest. But also when you combine it with the fact that it has sort of the risk reward system of, hey, you can save here, but if you don't save here, we'll give you a token that increases your loot drop. But on top of that, they also have the Diablo 3 system of like, pick how hard you want this to be. This is your power level. This is probably where you should be, but you can make it as hard as you want. And I think that system is not good because when I pick a number, it's like, we recommend level 3. And we hop into level 3 and we just get destroyed by everything randomly. I think you need to give me a little bit of leeway to use that loot that I just found, kind of thing. If the missions were shorter and I could swap up my loot, so therefore I could make the game as difficult as I want, kind of thing, it would make more sense. But between level 2 and 3, 2 is too easy and 3 is way too hard. So there's just a lot of those little things that make all of these systems just not feel great to partake in, basically.
I think it's a good point.
It's annoying.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic point. It's not any one thing that is a detriment to this game. It's all the pieces that are sort of rough around the edges make a just rough experience in total.
That's not including bugs either. This game is buggy as hell. Like, it's so buggy.
Yeah, this needed a day one patch, like a big one. And just did not get that. I think a patch came out as we're recording this, actually. I gotta say, just overall, like, I for a game I was not looking forward to, I'm still somehow disappointed. I think a good solution to that loot system would be at that camp rest to take. That would be the one of the only times you can do a loot switch, a loot swap, if you will. But I don't know. Just the idea of going into a campaign and getting my butt whooped halfway through, but knowing I got 3 legendary pieces just hanging around, just like it just really bothers me because if you let me put that on, I might have a better shot, you know, or
right.
It's pretty just overall lackluster, I think.
Yeah, and I think I'm kind of with you there. Like, I wasn't looking forward to this, but I looked at the trailers and I was like, this looks like it could be fun. Like, and it had crossplay, and this was before you had your Series X. You didn't play this on Series X, did you?
Both, actually.
Oh, okay. But so, like, you know, when it comes to this show, you know, crossplay is kind of a big thing for us because you're on PC mostly, and I don't have a PC right now, so like, it's important. I was like, okay, it's got crossplay day one. Like, it's a nice co-op beat 'em up, and also strangely, I feel like this game is better not playing with other people, and I don't remember why I thought that, but I remember saying that out loud, and I'm trying to remember what my purpose was.
It was because of the latency and the lag.
That's
the,
right.
Yeah,
that's
like, right. You can't hit your combos, and right. There's a parry system here that is very useful and is game-changing, actually. Like, it gives you some breathing room, and you can parry a boss as well. So like one of the bigger enemies, if you will. So it's like, it's very necessary, but you can't hit. It's very hard to hit when you're playing with 2, 3, 4 people at a time.
Right. And that's, we are not in the same state, but we are not that far apart. Like, there's zero doubt in my mind that the latency is not from a server side. Let me rephrase that. It is not due to a slow server. It just, for whatever reason, when you go online with this game, it just adds a couple seconds of latency. A couple seconds is exaggerating, but it is significant how much different it is. And that was kind of the main reason why, like, I played this a little bit more after we got off. Just, I was like, you know, am I crazy kind of thing? Like, is this, like, what's going on here? And no, like, it seems like the game scales just a lot better to a single player, but at the same time, you still run into that same issue of the game's too hard when the recommendation is too difficult sometimes, because you can get one-shotted, and when you're playing by yourself, you lack the revive. So it's just like, it just doesn't feel play-tested, and that's extremely annoying, because that's the number one way that you make your game fun, is you try your systems, and you have to play-test them, and it just doesn't feel that way. So it feels rushed out the door. It feels like, when you add the bugs into that, that's just what my mind goes to. Maybe this game was play-tested to death. I don't know. And maybe the patch will fix some of these things, but I highly doubt that they're going to be able to fix a lot of things with simple patches. This is from a fundamental systems level. They just do not play well together. So,
fully agree. Yeah. I also played a good amount solo after our run together, and I got to a point where I was doing pretty, I got high enough power levels, getting good enough rolls where I could kind of go back and replay those older campaigns and get unlocked a good amount of the skill tree. Only have 2 skills left on my barbarian that I don't have. Feats wise, there's only one that you have your feat tree, if you will. Two out of the three, my feat trees are fully upgraded. I gotta say, like, even when I was hoping that maybe once you kind of beef up your character, get those skills, get those potions, get those items, just get to that kind of god tier, that maybe the game will feel better, and it just doesn't. It plays the same exact way. There's nothing really changes late game. It's just overall a pretty much disappointment.
Yeah, it sucks. It really does. And I think the reason why we're probably harping on a little harder is because as you're playing it, you're just like, man, like, I want to have fun with this, but it's just, again, hack and slash, you don't need super deep mechanics sometimes. Like, you don't, it doesn't need to be so flashy. It doesn't need to be all these other things. It just needs to be fun to play. You know, I look at something like a Marvel Ultimate Alliance, like, very basic. I went back and played that original Marvel Ultimate Alliance not too long ago.
Simply, so good. So
yeah,
good.
And it's so basic, but it works because it's just fun to play, you know, for that reason. So it's annoying, but, and I think the other part is this was one of those day one games that Microsoft was hyping up, which I think there's a conversation to be had, you know, of this is an egregious swing and a miss for them. But it's difficult, right? Like, they don't know that, you know. They're simply trying to put a compelling content, but not every game works out for them. You know, even first party stuff doesn't always work out the way you want it to. But at some point, you got to release a product. But I guess it's the question is that how many times can they hype these day one things and have a swing and a miss? But at the same time, like, you could also view it as like maybe Microsoft's doing you a solid, right? Like you were maybe hyped about this game, or maybe you're a Dungeons and Dragons fan. It's like, oh yeah, I got Game Pass, you know, I can check it out for cheap, and just terrible, you know. Like, so did they save you money or did they waste your time? Like, I don't know.
Probably a little bit of both. That's right. A good point. Like, not every day one needs to be advertised as day one. Like, we can find some of these on our own, you know? Like, this is what we could definitely find on our own. We don't need this to be coming day one. It's like, this is, nah. So sweep this one under the rug.
Right. So, it sucks, but it is what it is. So it's easy. I think it's fair to say when it comes to Game Pass or Pass, definitely pass on this one. You know, I want to say that I'm going to check out more of it after the patch, but I need to stop. Like, this is never going to be the game that I want it to be, and I need to just wash my hands of it and just drop it. So, I think I'm going to do the old uninstall on this one. So, not even going to keep it on the console out of hope, like a Outriders, as I still have that installed and I still hop in and I still have fun with it, but it's still kind of buggy. But all right, that is going to do it for this episode. You can email us gpopfans@gmail.com. Let us know what you think about Dungeons and Dragons Dark Alliance. Maybe you think it's the best game ever made. If that's the case, I think you need to get your head checked, but that's just me being honest, man. That's just me being honest. You can also shoot us a text message or a voicemail, 574-651-9256. A little bit easier if you don't want to type in. You can do that on your phone right now. You can text that number and let us know. Anything else you want to say?
No.
No. All right. Well, there you go. We're going to be doing a bit of a retroactive episode. That's not the word I'm looking for. Retroactive? No. Retrospective? No. What is the word I'm looking for?
I don't know what you're trying to say.
Me either. We're going to be playing a game that we already played again. Some new DLC came out, and we played it. And so now that title would be Sea of Thieves, which means this will now be our third episode. But we have a lot to say about that DLC, so I will not spoil it. But that's going to be our next episode, so you can look forward to that. So there you go. We will see you next time with Sea of Thieves, A Pirate's Life.
Good day, sirs.